Hey everybody, this is Mike, and we're just going over this wonderful thought of making money. It's not everything to make money, but it always helps to have a little extra dollar or two in your pocket for when you want to do something. So this is what we're gonna do is talking about trash picking. I can know a couple in California. I don't really personally know them. I know of a couple. California, they go to the dumpsters at businesses and actually pick out good stuff. I mean, like it has a little scratch on it. They'll pitch it. Like it's missing one nut. They'll pitch it. All this different things. Sometimes, it don't look that great. Sometimes it's, half looking, but it's still usable and still able to be sold. So they take these items and they will sell them on eBay. I think they do OfferUp. I do stuff like Letgo. There's a Verage sell that people use. You could do Craigslist and all that different kind of stuff. Facebook groups. There's on and on and on and stuff. Even the newspaper in some areas have free listings that you could list this stuff. So you could take good pictures, set it up. Make money from the trash. It's kind of funny thinking about it, but they made probably thousands of dollars from the trash. Thousands of dollars. And I can testify if I've made a lot of money from the trash or curb alerts. Curb alert, is where people throw things on the curb or they offer it on a listing saying free to a good home, take it away off my hands. It's cluttering my house. I need to get rid of it, and then you take it, you either use it or sell it, the good stuff. I remember one time, this is off the topic, one time I used, not used, oh yeah, one time you used one of them sites and found some free metal. Well, some people like, oh, scrap metal, take it. And I actually did turn it in for aluminum. It was aluminum awning. And I was expecting to get like maybe $15. I was like, I haven't, cashed in aluminum before. And I cashed it in and I got $40 for this aluminum. Just because some butt guy didn't want to mess with it. He just wanted someone else to get rid of it. And I took it and I got $40 for that job. It was so amazing. But back to the trash, it's all, considered trash, scrap, whatever. It can be done. Making money in the trash. Sometimes people score big and sometimes you score nothing, but it's all a gamble. You can make a living off the trash, really. Another person's trash is another person's treasure. That's the way it goes. So today's lesson is find you some trash and get out there and sell it, because it will sell. People buy this stuff. You don't literally offer the information and say, hey, I got this out of the trash. You want to buy it? For one, they'll offer you less money. For two, they might not want to buy it from the trash. Some people are funny like that. Some people don't care. But just, if it's good stuff, don't ham it up or anything. Just tell them what it is and how good it is. If it's wobbly, tell them that. Be honest. Be an honest salesperson. But you can make money from the trash. That's what I'm saying. All you have to do is get out there, get behind the businesses, go on their trash night. Not trash night. Go on a night that's not trash. Well, just go randomly every once in a while. And this is how these people do it. They go randomly to the trash and they're like hooked on it. They are really hooked on it. They are that like they used to do. Offer up meetups, like they'll sell and then they'll show their offer ups. Now they're showing, they're going to the trash and finding all this stuff, like baby items. They go to like this, can't remember the name of the store. I think it's one from Pawn a Child or something like that. They get baby carriages, they get baby swings, they get bassinets. They go to the dog place and they've gotten dog food. I don't know if it's recalled or not. So that be careful on that stuff. They get dog toys and dog a bed once. I think they got a bed for their dog. So, I mean, like, you could even find stuff for yourself like this. This is just great stuff. So this is awesome, like what they find. Sometimes they find computer stuff and stuff that like furniture and all kinds of different stuff, like maybe clothes that they throw away, stuff like that. Sometimes you find stuff you don't want to really find, like nasty stuff. I mean, there's risks, involved. I mean, be careful going to a dumpster in a city that is, you're not allowed to do that stuff because some cities ban it. Check with your laws to see if it's legal. And don't open trash cans with like the lots. I think that's definitely legal, even if in all cities and stuff. But like if it's unlocked, I think it's free game, free game. As long as your city allows it. So stay tuned, man. This is Mike. Peace out. Love you guys. And keep making that money. Peace.